It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, I'm just glad I'm not Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah. You're not going to jump 23 miles down from space, essentially.
Are you familiar with this story? This guy, hopefully sometime today, was supposed to be up in the air already this morning, but the weather conditions have slowed things down out in New Mexico. But he's going up in a balloon 23 miles. 23 miles. And he's going to jump out of that balloon and free fall. It's kind of for science. I'm guessing it's for a rush on his part, too. A special suit he's got. Boy, that suit would have to have a special built-in waste disposal system. If I were going to be inside that thing.
I'm sure they've got some precautions.
Wow. Are you kidding? Well, they're trying to get him to break the speed of sound. They're hoping he'll break the speed of sound, go 690 miles an hour. So my question is, if he actually breaks the sound barrier, can he hear himself scream?
Probably not, I guess.
23 miles? 23 miles up. 120,000 feet.
They said the previous record was at 100,000 feet, and the guy got just shy of the speed of sound. So
that's like four times as high as that jetliner you flew in last time.
Yeah. Not fun.
Wow.
It's fun to him, I guess.
Yeah, well, fun to somebody. I don't want to do it. I do want to see the video. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. He's kind of a daredevil. Not that much, though.
No.
Nobody else is. Kendall, tell us about W&S Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. Got used a front-load washer-dryer set, two of them with pedestals, one of them like new. Got, three match washer-dryer sets. These are top-load sets. Do have one odd front-load washer used. Use gas and electric clothes dryers. Got built-in dishwashers. Microwave hood combinations. We got those built-in, $25, and take your pick. Two side-by-side refrigerators. Got two-use smooth-top electric ranges in very good condition. Still have that portable air cleaner. Got a used direct vent 40-gallon water heater. Also a 50,000 BTU gas natural gas space heater. Got the gas and electric water heaters. These are new. We deliver and install all the old heater away and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Got lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, KitchenAid, and Frigidaire. Got over 70 new units in stock, so model selection is good, color sizes and everything. Top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Got water softeners by Luxury in Iowa Company. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, you can follow that jump online, too. They actually have a website that's going to broadcast it mostly live. They said there is a 20-second delay just in case there's an accident.
Yeah, which seems likely, but...
Yeah, well, wow.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's sponsored by Red Bull. RedBullStratus.com is the mission. They've named it Stratus. That's their mission name.
I can think of a lot of other names for it. Crazy is the first one that comes to mind. Good luck. Glad it's you, not me. Hey, I wanted to just talk real quick this morning. The our friends at the Iowa State University Extension Service, Dick Geron and Willie Klein, put together a nice article about fall trees, answering some of the common questions that they'll get at different during this time of the year from different folks. The shortening days, the declining sunlight, all those kinds of things result in some great colors, reds, oranges, golds, browns, and things as the leaves start to change. But horticulturists with Iowa State University Extension say that it's more than just leaves that fall from the trees during the autumn, and they answer some common questions that some folks have. One of those is, the inner growth in my arborvitae is turning brown. Is that a problem? Well, the browning, they say, of the inner foliage is probably due to seasonal needle drop. They say that it's actually normal for evergreens, pine, spruce, fir, junipers, arborvitae, things like that, to shed their oldest and innermost needles in the fall. The innermost needles gradually turn yellow or brown and they drop to the ground. The environmental stresses, like drought, can cause greater than normal loss of needles, so you could be seeing some of that this year. The needles on the outer growth do remain green on healthy evergreens, though. So if your evergreen is healthy, you may see some needle dropping, but that's usually coming from the inside. That's not unusual. Also, one of the other questions that's commonly asked is, this fall, some of the needles on my white pines have turned yellow and begun dropping to the ground. Is that a problem? Well, the answer they give is, the loss of needles is probably due to seasonal needle drop. The deciduous trees, like maples and ashes, will drop all of their leaves in the fall. And though it largely goes unnoticed, evergreens also lose a portion of their foliage on a yearly basis. A seasonal needle drop on most evergreens occurs in the fall. The needle loss is most noticeable on the white pines. As much as one half of the needles on white pines can drop in early fall, and seasonal needle loss is less noticeable on spruces, firs, and other pines as they retain a higher percentage of their needles. The seasonal needle drop is uniformly distributed throughout the inner part of the evergreen. It's the oldest needles which are shed. So those needles turn uniformly yellow or brown, and then they drop to the ground, so it's relatively normal. Another question they get commonly is, why does fall leaf color on the trees vary from year to year? Some folks think that certain types of trees will have their leaves turn certain types of colors. Well, it's somewhat true. The weather, though, in early fall largely determines the intensity and the duration of the leaf color in those different tree species that are capable of producing the good fall colors. So the best fall color typically develops when days in early fall are sunny and mild, and the nights are cool but remain above freezing. Long periods of cloudy, rainy weather or a hard freeze in early fall tends to mute those fall colors. If you've noticed while you've been driving around, and I'm sure you probably have if you've been out kind of hunting down some of the good areas, the tree coloring this year, the leaf coloring, has been pretty spectacular in a lot of those different places, and that's largely because we've had such a dry period and the right kind of conditions here in the fall season for all of that had to happen. Another question they commonly get is, my oak tree produced just a few acorns this year. Why is that? Well, they say it's common for the acorn crop on oak trees to vary from year to year. Most of the oak species produce a good crop of acorns once every 2 or 3 years. However, the white oak tends to produce a good acorn crop once every 4 to 6 years. Weather and other factors can affect flowering and fruiting on the trees. For example, freezing temperatures in spring when the trees are flowering can damage or destroy the flowers, and that could drastically reduce the fruit crop there as well. And also, there are some gray-green patches on the trunk of my tree. What are they, and are they harming the tree? Some more common questions they get. Well, those gray-green patches are probably lichens or lichens, depending upon how you pronounce it. Both are acceptable. The lichens are unusual organisms, though. They consist of two unrelated organisms, an algae and a fungus, and these two components exist together, and they behave as a single organism. The algae provides food via photosynthesis, while the fungus obtains water and minerals for both itself and the algae. Now, the lichens are common on trees because the bark provides a suitable place to gather sunlight and to grow. Now, they do grow especially well on dead branches because they receive even more sunlight. In addition to growing on the trunks and branches of trees, those lichens can be found on exposed soil surfaces, on rocks, on wooden fence posts, shingles, gravestones, stone walls, and all kinds of other sunny surfaces. Now, the lichens may be flat, leafy, or branched in hair-like style, but the lichens on trees are often a gray-green color. Now, other species can also be orange or yellow or slate, blue, or black. Now, they say that the lichens are fascinating and unique organisms, but to answer the key question, they do not harm your trees. So you may see those things out there this time of the year, but they are not harmful in any way, shape, or form. You know, if you have other questions or you'd like to know more about some of those things out there in your backyard, the folks at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach do have a horticultural hotline that you can call. It's called the ISU Hortline, and the telephone number is 515-294-3108. Now, if you don't want to make the phone call, you can also go online to find out what you need. It's Hortline, that's Hortline, at iastate.edu, and they have lots of different information, and you can ask them whatever question you have about some of those things in your neck of the woods. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren this morning. He'd like to tell us more today about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers, excuse me, chest and upright. Got sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Washers and dryers, portable large and super capacity models in top load and front load sets. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Speed Queen, and Estate. Got two models in stack units for those of you with limited space. Still have a closeout on one front load washer by Maytag. Got gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display for line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special orders, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, sliding ranges, and range hoods. Pots on, stop and see us at W&S, and let's try to do it today, Jim.
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I'm not sure how they decided that Felix Baumgartner would be the guy to do that 23-mile jump, but I'm guessing the line was considerably shorter for that than for the new iPhone.
A little bit.
You think?
A little.
Good luck to him. We want to see something spectacular, right? Kendall, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.